Hi, and welcome to the Cloud Computing Show, episode number 43, the Thanksgiving edition. I am really pleased to have a few guests all the way from Japan, and they're from a company called Kaku.com. We have Shinsuke, who is the Chief Marketing Officer. Welcome. We also have Yasuhiro, the Marketing Director.
Yeah,
great to have you. And Toshitaka-san, the Chief Developer and CTO.
Yes.
So nice to have everybody here. And I'm Gary Orenstein, the host of the Cloud Computing Show. Let's jump right in. We're going to spend just a little bit of time on industry news and then jump into the guest Q&A. Of course, the big news of the last couple of weeks was Novell, once a pinnacle of enterprise computing and networking and all other great things, was sold to a company called Attachmate, I believe it is. Also in that sequence of the deal, Microsoft bought about $450 million worth of intellectual property, I believe. For many, of course, it signifies the end of an era, but all good things must come to an end, I suppose. So it'll be interesting to see if anything turns out of some of the assets that Novell had, which I think were quite valuable. There's been a lot of startup funding recently. A couple of prior show guests landed some serious money, including Zuora, who was just on a couple of shows ago, and Twilio raised a round. They were on quite a while ago. And then on the storage funding side, we've seen a tremendous amount of activity. Zeta, who was also a guest on the show previously, raised some money, as well as Scale Computing, Nervonix, Gluster. So there seems to be no shortage of money for the startup world these days, which is pretty exciting. One item that came in from a listener that I wanted to share with the show. Listeners know that I'm a big fan of a lot of the stuff that Google is doing and making available. So this comes in from Samantha Rhodes, who put a post together on 10 Google side projects that you never heard of. And we'll put a link to the show notes. It's a little bit too lengthy to spell it out. But just go to thecloudcomputingshow.com and you'll see that link to the show notes. It's a nice post that I believe Samantha put together, and she wanted to share it with the audience. So we'd also invite folks who have things to share to please send them in. So I want to jump into the guest Q&A. But before we do that, I just want to say that one of the goals of the Cloud Computing Show when we first started was to cover all ends of cloud computing, both the infrastructure side all the way to the consumer side of some of the cloud applications that we use every day. And as listeners know, we've tried to mention many of those in the Cloud Tips section of the show. We haven't had so many guests on the show who are focused in that area of providing end-user-facing cloud applications, but it's an area where I have a lot of personal interest and want to take the show in that direction in 2011. So please give us your feedback on this sort of expansion of the coverage, and we look forward to seeing how things go. So welcome, Kaku.com.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Very nice to have you. So I saw on your Twitter account you guys have been broadcasting about your U.S. tour. Tell us what's going on with the U.S. tour.
Okay, so as you mentioned, that our tool Kaku has so many users in the U.S., and more than 70% of the Kaku users exist outside Japan, although we are based on Japan. And more than 10,000 users we have in the U.S. And so we don't have so much about U.S. users, so we'd like to know what's the difference between the Japanese users and the U.S. users.
Right. So this is a chance for you to come and visit with folks. And I'll just share with the listeners, the reason that I connected with the folks from Kaku is that they sent out an email about getting together with users to gather some feedback and so forth. And I said, hey, how about we do a show? And they agreed. So let's take a step back. Tell us about the product and the company. And for the people who aren't aware of Kaku, just tell us a little bit about the service and product.
Okay, so with Kaku, you can draw diagrams and wireframes for website so easily by using the tools. We call that stencils.
The stencils.
Stencils.
Right.
And the point is that each user can share the pictures real time. And each of them can edit them also real time.
Right.
What is the point of the tool?
So to me, I explain it to people, it's like Visio, but mm-hmm. all web-based and all online, and yeah. 100 times simpler and 100 times easier.
Yeah.
And as, of course, as the audience knows already, I was a big fan before but as I learn more about the product, that's great. So tell us about some of the options. You said, you know, wireframes, mm-hmm. you know, different options. Where do you see people using the product most? What are the categories and the use cases that really drive the most adoption?
Okay, so the most of the users are using that tool for website designing,
mm-hmm.
and also they're drawing the network diagram.
Right.
Yep. In that situation, they have to discuss with their team members how to design the website or how to design the network. And as I mentioned, that's real-time based, so that every user can discuss by editing the same picture on website.
Simultaneously. Right. So I want to take another step back, keep moving back and forward. What led you guys to start developing this product? What was your experience either with other tools, or what problems were you having where mm-hmm. you said, we need to build this?
Okay. So we have another tool called the backlog. With the backlog, we can discuss about the documentation, and we can discuss the separate place by using the tools. But at that moment, we also would like to edit a picture.
So backlog was more of a collaboration tool for documentation, but you didn't have something for doing image collaboration.
Yes, exactly.
And that's really were you using anything and just sharing files back and forth and sending them via email or using some online storage?
Oh, okay. PowerPoint.
PowerPoint Visio. Yeah, so it's sort of, this is a combination of those tools, but in an online fashion. And I'm a huge PowerPoint user. I don't use Visio that frequently because I find it's hard because it's just not universal.
Mm.
But, of course, the nice part about Cuckoo is it is, anybody can have it because you just launch it in a web browser. So you mentioned that you see a lot of people doing network diagrams, so I'm guessing that's going to be focused on the IT industry, technology group, people doing web frame diagrams, so web designers. Are there other specific industries where you've seen a lot of users jump in, specific types of businesses?
Actually, we don't know the specific area,
mm-hmm.
but what we know is, for example, education.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Somebody trying to use this tool by educating their students by using this tool so they can communicate, the teachers and the students mm-hmm. communicate remotely
right.
by using this tool.
Right. So the education market could be a big opportunity.
Could be, but just the beginning.
Right. So you mentioned before you have these stencils. There's a lot of them. There's, you know, a couple of dozen. What are the most popular stencils?
The most popular stencil is the, for example, the handwriting styles.
The web frame in the handwriting style?
Handwriting styles, and also the iPhone icons
right.
on the iPad icons.
Right. And you just added Android recently, right?
Yeah.
I saw you did those icons too. So I saw on your forums and some of the areas, everybody's asking about customized stencils.
Customized.
What can you tell us about? Is it coming? Are we going to get that? What's the story there?
Okay. So yesterday we have a couple of interviews with mm-hmm. users, and they also mentioned about the customized stencils. And our answer is that we are just there trying to establish a marketplace for customized stencils.
A marketplace for customized stencils.
Yes.
So that you could have designers who would do them, and would there be a monetary exchange as well?
Yeah, everybody can do that.
Right. But marketplace would imply that there's some money too, so people can make money from stencils, or is it just
yes.
the sharing?
Yes.
Free
and paid.
Both have free and paid categories of stencils. Just like in the App Store today, you have free apps and you have paid apps.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that, that's the idea?
Yeah, both of them.
So when is that coming? Tomorrow? Just kidding. But for a lot of people, that's important because they have to do the diagrams in their particular style. or in order to, you know, be accepted in the company. But that is something that you're looking into.
Yes.
Neat.
And even though, so as we have the interview yesterday, they mentioned that they have so many good outputs, what they made by using the Kaku.
Right.
So, and they'd like to share that because they're, with the templates, they can save the time and also they can contribute to other users. Mm. So the, everybody wants to have the marketplace. That's the basic idea, what
right.
we're trying to do.
Excellent. So let's take a little bit of a break. Tell us about the startup scene in mm-hmm. Japan. We're here in San Francisco, close to Silicon Valley. You know, we have our own activities going. What's it like for startups in Japan?
Actually, it's very difficult to start up a new company in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Mm, why is that?
Because in Japan, we don't allow to fail. Mm. Fail our life.
Right.
So that unlike in the U.S., we have to make everything as planned. That's the Japanese culture.
Right.
So that whenever we're trying to establish a new company, mm-hmm. and whenever we share the ideas with, for example, our parents, then they would say, hey, do not do that, because it's too dangerous.
Right.
So you have to go to the big companies. That's the culture.
Right.
Yeah. But about us, we have some good opportunities to try that, and we have some, we failed to join big companies.
Right.
So that's a good opportunity for us to.
So in Japan, do people look at you and say, like, you're a little bit crazy to go do this kind of startup activity?
I think that's
yeah.
common.
Whereas here, it's sort of the normal, people expect you to do that. So it seems like more of a cultural difference than anything else.
I think so.
Yeah. Let's jump back to talk about Kaku. We talked a little bit about the stencils and the marketplace coming for that. You know, there's a lot of features that big companies like. We use the term enterprise, you know, to have the ability to set all kinds of permissions or do certain templates that get locked down, or, you know, a whole bunch of ways to control the platform.
Yeah.
Is there a plan to do something that caters to big business? And I'm just curious what your thought on that is. Toshitaka-san, I see, is sort of wincing when he thinks about adding all that extra stuff into the product. But what's the plan to do sort of more? You have the basic account and the premium account, but do you have plans to sort of do a company account?
Yeah, just we are trying to do that within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because there are so many users in big companies now. But as you mentioned, they are just an individual account we prepare.
Right, right.
So we'd like to provide, you know, enterprise accounts. With that, each big company can provide each individual account to their employees.
Yeah.
And they can manage their employees.
Why don't you just explain for the listeners the difference between the basic and the premium account?
You mean the current premium account?
The current, what's on the website today.
Okay, so with the premium accounts, you can get a group share holder, group share file folder.
Mm-hmm.
In that area, you can share so many files with your friends.
So there's an extra sharing capability
yes.
that you get with that. There's also the ability, I think, to export the vector
yes.
files as SVG,
yes.
which
yes.
is a big... Can I import files in SVG yet?
Import
all. Oh. We are not planning to do that.
Okay. I mean, that would get away from, would help with the customization a little bit. If I have a vector graphic, an SVG file that I could import, that would help with some of the stuff. So,
exactly.
As the audience can hear, I have a lot of personal things that I want to do with Kaku, so I'm mixing it up with the interview. I hope that's okay. So, did we miss anything before we wrap up? Anything you'd like to share or ask from the audience?
Okay, so actually we'd like to have so many feedbacks regarding the Kaku, especially about the design. So if you'd like to share your ideas, we'd like to have them.
Great. So there's the call to action. We'll see what happens with the Cloud Computing Show audience. Well, thanks very much. That was a great quick overview, and I really do encourage folks to take a look at the product, CACOO.com,
yeah.
correct? Great. So let's get through the last couple sections of the show here. Big trade shows coming up. Dreamforce, which is the Salesforce.com show, is next week, I believe, or the week after in San Francisco, so we'll be keeping our eye out for that. And now I wanted to jump into cloud tips. Cuckoo.com, I actually went back to the records, was my cloud tip in April of 2010. So that was sort of a fun little bit there. I'll go first. My cloud tip is really more of a service, but it's called Elance. And Elance is a great way to put some jobs that need accomplishing up on the Elance website. People bid for the jobs, and you can get those accomplished relatively easily. I've been doing some overhaul of a lot of presentation work, and it's just a great place to say, hey, here's what I need done, and the pricing is really reasonable. So if people haven't used that, I'd really encourage it, and I do believe that it's sort of a wave of the future. Okay, guys, so what's the cloud tip from Cuckoo? Toshitaka-san, did you have one?
Etherpad.
Etherpad. And Etherpad, you explained to me previously, is a real-time collaboration for word processing kind of documents. And we took a quick look. That's both a open source piece of software that you can download and host on your own server. And then they also have some links to some services that use Etherpad to do collaboration. So it seems like it's an alternative to doing collaboration on Google Docs. So if folks find that Google Docs isn't getting them what they need, take a look at Etherpad. There might be something more there. Well, that's a wrap for this show. Thank you so much, guys, for making the time available.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Where should people go to learn more about Cuckoo?
Cuckoo.com.
Cuckoo.com. C-A-C-O-O.com.
Yeah.
And what is your Twitter address? I think it's Cuckoo.com.
Cuckoo.com.
C-A-C-O-O-C-O-M. We'll have both of those in the show notes, but don't miss the website, particularly if you have a little extra time over the Thanksgiving holiday to play around. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. For more information from me, Gary Orenstein, you can find me on Twitter at Gary Orenstein. And thanks very much to our listeners. You can visit us at thecloudcomputingshow.com or email us at thecloudcomputingshow@gmail.com. You can also subscribe on iTunes. Just do a quick search for The Cloud Computing Show or click through the link on the top right of our homepage, and that'll take you directly to the iTunes subscription. We look forward to any feedback about focusing more on these kind of consumer software as a service options. So please send that in and stay tuned. Coming up in the next few weeks, we will have our 2010 cloud computing wrap-up and 2011 predictions with our roundtable crew. So stick around for that coming soon as well. Thanks again, everybody.
Thank
Bye-bye. You. See you Thank next you. Time.